Welcome to Kinsale in Ireland, and welcome to the site of the second or third most famous battle in Irish history. The Battle of Kinsale at the start of the 17th century marked the end of an era, the end of a social era in Irish history. And I'm leaving Kinsale in a car, and I'm heading out into the local countryside. And I'm driving away from one of the most beautiful views in Ireland today. A stupendous place, which has featured in goodness knows how many picture postcards. And for some people, this would be the perfect place. I recently drove away from another place, which is called Ballybunion in North Kerry, which has the most stunning natural features. The long, empty beaches, absolutely deserted, a wilderness, if you like, a unspoiled wilderness around it. Amazing place. In fact, in some ways you would say that the place I'm talking about in North Kerry, around Ballybunion, has much more popular appeal, because Kinsale is for relatively rich people. Kinsale is where you go if you have a boat, if you sail, and hardly anybody sails, and you have to have a lot of money to sail. Now, I'm exaggerating to make a point. Somebody will tell me that they found a way of sailing that didn't cost an arm and a leg. The other side to Kinsale is it has the most wonderful restaurants. And restaurants are fairly expensive. But it has great, great food, coffee houses, art galleries, photographic studios. Kinsale is superb. But the masses can go to Ballybunion and play on the sand and swim in the sea and climb cliffs for nothing. And okay, you've got to be rich enough to play golf. But Ballybunion, of course, has, well, not of course, if you don't know it already, it isn't of course, but it has, you know, one of the top 20 golf links in the world by universal acclaim. I put it in the top 20. There are those who have put it in the top 10, and there were some who would perhaps even put it even higher. Ballybunion was that good as a golf links. There, by the way, two lots of 18 holes there now. So I'm contrasting Kinsale and Ballybunion. But there is something that Ballybunion has that Kinsale doesn't have as well. Ballybunion has ugliness. Major, major debilitating ugliness. It is an example of a place that has stupendous natural beauty that has been, I mean, I don't want to go as far as to say destroyed, because that's only, you know, human habitation is temporary and can be wiped off the landscape. But if you went to Ballybunion today, you would not be saying to yourself, this is a beautiful little seaside village. And if you went to Kinsale, you would. Now, Ballybunion has extraordinary potential to become, you know, the most attractive area, cluster area, I would call it, in the whole of the southwest of Ireland. I have absolutely no doubt about that. Kinsale has to hold on to its glory. So there's lots and lots of stories going between the two. If you went to Ballybunion, you would not come away saying, what a lovely, lovely seaside village it is. What you might come away saying is, it has the most stupendous, unspoiled beaches, seafront, that I have been to. The beaches there remind me, in some ways, of the beaches in North Cyprus. I went to North Cyprus in the summer of 1995, and the beaches in North Cyprus were, I'm a little bit lost in my car right now, were unbelievable. Long, completely unspoiled, unmarked areas where the only thing that was on the, I found where I'm going, the only thing that was visible on the landscape, other than nature itself, were a few small cafes, you know, which were made of stuff that if it got could easily get blown down in the wind almost. It was the human habitation there, the human construction there was so temporary that nature was almost uninterrupted. Yes, Ballybunion not only has the seaside to do with it, but in its slightly inland from it, about 7 miles or less, is Listowel, which is a phenomenal small town. I mean, really small town, no more than about maybe 3,000 people or something, I've been told. I'm not sure about that. But that has a huge artistic and other tradition. So I'm contrasting one and the other and thinking to myself, wow, what an amazing comparison that the two are. They're on two different ends of the spectrum, if you like. The one that I feel has the, you know, is a secret area. The one with the lousy, well, the not half as good as it could be reputation is Ballybunion. I mean, Ballybunion has an incredibly strong reputation in the golfing world. But to some people, it's a real cheap and rather than, you know, I don't want to use the word nasty, but a real cheap option. It is a place which has one of the best ice cream places I've ever been in my life. Like called Sundays on the main street there. Absolutely phenomenal ice cream place. It has something I haven't experienced, which is the seaweed baths. The seaweed baths in Ballybunion are a place you go and you have an experience of warm, if not hot, water with loads and loads of seaweed in it, which apparently does you huge good. And a man told me when he rolled down the window of his car that he was 87 years of age, and every summer, every season when it's open, and the seaweed baths is open from the 1st of June, that he goes into the seaweed baths every single day and then runs into the sea. I don't think he runs headlong and naked into the sea, but I think he runs straight into the Atlantic Ocean out of a hot seaweed bath. And you know, I believed him when he told me that at the age of 87 he had every intention of living to be over 100. So there it is, leaving Kinsale. I've now left Kinsale. I'm now looking for my good friend James Sikora somewhere here. I think that's him up the road. I must go and drive in his direction, but I did want to finish this little piece of audio because it pulls those two places together, and you never know, I might get more involved in communicating about the wonderful secret attractions of Ballybunion. Bye bye.
Really? That's a shame.
That sounds like there's a leak into the car.
Right.
And I don't know where exactly why, but that's why the floor underfoot.
I see.
There is something. Can you just pick that up and drop it in there?
Sure.
There we go. It's a kind of an Easter egg. Okay. Ready. Nice. Right.
So.
Everything.
Yeah, what a mission.
throw that in the boot. Whatever that is.
It's just in the envelope.
Right. Well, look. I am at your disposal.
Perfect.
Where we go.
Okay. We could, I thought. Anything. A lovely playground by Acton's, and you and I can just sit and talk, and she can
absolutely
be distracted.
Right, we're going back.
So yeah, you can.